Blog Talk Radio. Host of Beauty and Beats right here on Dollhouse Radio. This is where the world of beauty and music culture meets. And if this is your first time tuning in to our show, then we air live every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Also, make sure that you follow Beauty and Beats on Twitter and at Beauty and Beats for You. That's Beauty, the letter N, Beats, the number 4, and the letter U. Also, of course, make sure you follow your host, Royalty, at AMR Artistry. And don't forget to follow Dollhouse Radio, you guys, at @Dollhouse_radio. Now, if this is the very first Dollhouse Radio show that you've tuned into, number one, shame on you. But let me just tell you, Dollhouse Radio airs 7 days a week. We have 17 shows. We have everything from sports to beauty to cooking and cocktails. We just have everything. Whatever it is that you have an interest in, there's something for you here at Dollhouse Radio. And, of course, we are home of the indie artists. So we play majority indie music, very few major artists. And if you're an indie artist out there and you want to get your music in rotation on Dollhouse Radio, then, of course, you can submit your bio or one sheet, promotional photo, and the MP3 of your track to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. Or make sure that you go check out our promotional packages that we have available for you. This gets you guaranteed interviews, guaranteed rotation on our shows. If you have a video that you want posted on the Dollhouse Radio website, then there's promotional packages for that. There's custom flyer design. We have all kinds of stuff for you guys that tools that you can use to help promote your brand, promote what you do. So make sure that you check those out on our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. All right. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and get into our show here. I'm going to bring in my girl, Bianca Moore. Bianca, you on the line, love?
Yes, I am. Hey.
Hey. So we have a pretty good show for tonight, Bianca. Of course, we've got what's new in beauty for you. I always have something new that I found out, something fun and interesting for you beauty lovers out there, new products, new collections launching and things like that. So we do have a little bit of beauty news, and I'm sure Bianca has something interesting to share with you guys. So that's always fun. And then tonight's topic, we are talking about stereotypes in beauty. So I'm opening the line to our listeners, so as you listen in on the show and, you know, whatever it is that we talk about, definitely you can call in and comment if you have any questions. I also am opening up our chat room here so that you can chat with us. But when we do get into our topic about stereotypes, I'm curious and interested in having you guys call in and tell us if you've experienced this or what are your thoughts on how women are stereotyped or, you know, what is acceptable in society and how your thoughts on that, what you feel about that. So definitely make sure that you call us. Our number here is 646-595-4038. So, Bianca, how's your week going, love?
I can't complain. I really can't complain. I had a good weekend. I had a lot of fun.
Good, good.
I can't complain. How was yours?
Mine has been pretty good. It's been very busy. Oh, my goodness. But I am glad that the warm weather has kicked in. So that's made everything wonderful and bright and sunny for me. So. So it is definitely sunny out and great. Can you hear me, Bianca?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. No, it sounds like we had like a third person in on the line. I'm like, there's another person on the line with us. Are you over there being bad, Bianca? On air?
No. Not at all. Not at all.
I'm like, wait a minute. No. Okay, guys. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and get ready to get into some Dollhouse Radio announcements really, really quickly here, and then we'll come back and we will get into what's new in beauty for you guys. So definitely stay tuned for that, and here we go.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily. We are looking to showcase the hottest in indie music this year. Interested in getting your music in rotation or having your video featured on our website? Be sure to send your music submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Interested in joining the Dollhouse Radio family? We are looking for an in-studio co-host in the NYC area. Must know pop culture and entertainment gossip. We are also looking for a co-host for Beauty and Beats airing every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern. Must have lots of personality, have a love for beauty and fashion, knowledge of music culture is a plus. Email dollhouseradio@gmail.com for more information. Got a hot morning show idea? Email your concept to dollhouseradio@gmail.com and you might be the next Dollhouse Radio show on our roster. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Laurie, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Coming this spring, Launchpad Radio returns, hosted by the legendary Ian Burk, and our new show, Truth Front to Back, premieres. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio. And now, back to your program.
Like a stranger inside of my bed. but I can get you outside of my head. So
just tuning into the show, you're tuned into Beauty and Beats right here on Dalhouse Radio. You can give us a call if you have any questions or comments about anything that we're talking about throughout the show. Our call-in number is 646-595-4038. I'm your host, Royalty, and I've got my co-host on the line, Bianca Moore.
Hey.
All right. All right. So right now we're going to get into a little bit of what's new in beauty for you. So, Bianca, you had some really, really, really good beauty tips last week. Do you have anything interesting for us this week? And, by the way, I did try the Epsom salt and the baby oil, and I happen to like it very much. So if there's anybody else out there who tried it, then let us know what you thought about it.
I have some, but I'm sharing them after you share yours.
Okay. So what I have this week, actually, not really any beauty tips per se, but I do have a little bit of beauty news for you guys out there. So I'd like to share with you any new products, launches, or things that I find out about. So for this, for today, for we've got Sephora launches a new contouring app. So typically we ladies, we go to YouTube, we find makeup tutorials, you know, anything. You can find anything on YouTube from brows to ombre lips. And, you know, basically you can learn how to try makeup and blend and do all these different things, you know, how to wear your makeup properly. But Sephora is bringing you something a little different. They have a new beauty app that's going to be launching, or has launched actually, that's called Map My Beauty. Now, this particular app is going to teach you how to apply makeup based on your unique features. So the concept behind it is typically if you look at these YouTube videos and you watch them, then, you know, it's basically being demonstrated on someone else's face. It's not your face. So even though, you know, you may be able to grasp some of the technique, it's still not really beneficial to helping you as far as your own facial features, particularly if you're not that experienced with makeup. So with this app, all you have to do is upload your selfie, let the virtual makeup artist teach you how to beat your face, and Sephora is actually going to be launching a 3-month pilot of this app, which actually started on March the 5th. You can find it on the Sephora mobile site at m.sephora.com/pocket contour. I do think it's going to be like available like in the app stores for the iPhone and Android. I'm thinking after they do like this 3-month pilot just to see how it goes. But definitely check out this app. Again, you can go ahead and find it on the Sephora mobile site and try it out and see what you think about it. So what do you think about that, Bianca? You think that's going to be a good app? There's like 100 gazillion apps out there now for beauty, but what do you think about that? Bianca, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I was like, where'd she go? I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I'm here.
Okay. What do you think about the Sephora app that's coming out as far as it, you know, you uploading your own selfie to the app and then it teaching you how to contour your face and apply makeup and things like that?
I think it sounds great. Like, I definitely need something like that because I always watch the YouTube videos, and honestly, I'll say this. What bothers me about the YouTube videos is, like, I'll sit down and I'll think I have everything that I need. So I'm ready to go. And then as this girl's getting to going and, you know, showing how to apply it and everything, she has, like, one special brush that I just don't have. Or she has, like, 10 different things that, you know what I mean? I just got some eyeshadow. She got primer and this and that and this and that. And I'm like, well, when are we going to get to this part? Because that's what I'm ready for. Like, it's just, right. It bothers me because I'm like, are you trying to sell me something or what are you doing? It just turns into so much more than I just wanted to know how to, you know, put on the eyeliner. And then it's like, oh, before you put on the eyeliner, you want to do this. And then you want to do that. And then it's just, I think that I hate those tutorials.
I know.
So I hope that the Sephora app is better. Like, it just doesn't take you through. And I hope that it'll say, before we start, you will need X, Y, and Z.
Right.
And I hope
don't
that it's a real makeup artist. Yeah, I hope it's a real makeup artist. Like, sometimes, you know, when you go to, like, the MAC or something, or even at Sephora, when you go and they get it to you real, like, oh, you don't really need this. You can go without that. But if you want this look, you're definitely going to need this. Because they're trying to make you get all these extra things. You need the primer, and then you need this. And then, because it's one thing, all right, so I went out, I get the primer, right? But no, now you need eyelid primer. There's a special kind of eyelid primer. What? There's primer for your lashes. There's primer for, I'm like, okay, you know what? This is, I had enough. I had enough of you people.
You know what, though? That is so funny. But you know what? The thing is that, okay, so there is, like, primer for everything. So I do, like, I have, like, face primer. I have eye primer. So it just depends, too. Sometimes you don't need all of that. I use, like, an eye primer.
You don't need all of that. I don't care what anybody says. You do not need all of that. And then they want to, it takes so long. And then I realize,
but you know what? There's benefits, though. There's benefits to having those things, though. So they're not necessarily unnecessary. Because if you think about it, like, if you just wear, like, regular eyeshadow, like, after so long, like, eyeshadow does crease, you know, and it creases into, like, the little crevices of your eye and things like that. So technically, when you use a primer, it's supposed to prevent all of that from happening.
Okay, let me tell you something, ladies. If your eyeshadow is creasing, falling into the creases of your eyes and stuff, you old, all right, or you're tired. It's one or the other. Go take your ass a nap. Go home. Go in. Call it a night. Take a nap. That's it. If you know what I mean, maybe you got the crow's feet or maybe, you know what I mean, like you're getting older, that's fine. Use like one of those tightening regimens or whatever. But don't blame it because you don't say you ain't had no primer.
You know, you do not have to be old, Bianca, for your eyeshadow to crease. You know what I say. You do not have to be old for your eyeshadow.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. My eyeliner, my eyeshadow is falling into the creases of my eyelids. It said no 22-year-old ever.
I am done. Okay, good point. However, so everybody, no matter if you're 22 or 42, does wear eyeshadow. Primers do help the longevity of your eyeshadow. I cannot. Primers help the longevity of your eyeshadow. And when you think about this, too, if you use a primer and you use a base, Well, see, this is what happens. Okay, say that you want to rock out a really vibrant eyeshadow color. Now, if you have a deeper brown skin or something like that,
probably shouldn't.
No, that is not true. That is a stereotype, Bianca. Okay,
Wait a minute. I know I'm not going to jump the gun onto the topic. It's a truth. There's a stereotype and then there's a truth. Everything ain't for everybody. And when you got to start doing extra stuff to make it for you, it's not for you.
It is not for you.
I guarantee you, somebody that's a fairer skin color can put it on without having to apply primer, base, this, that, the third, and all these other things. They didn't have to do all that. Just like a fairer shade person has to go through a whole lot of extra jumps and hurdles to put on, you know what I mean, to pull off a makeup look that a darker person, you know what I mean, could pull off. So when you got to go through, jump through all the extra hoops, it's not for you. It's not for you. It may look good, but it may look okay. Let's put it that way. It may look okay. It was done nice. There's a difference between being done nice and it looks good on you.
But,
and sometimes a lot of these girls be looking, it looks like it was done nice. That wasn't, you know what I mean? Somebody took their time with that. That's all it looks like. It doesn't look good on you.
But you know, but then you have to think about people too. People have like skin issues too. So if you are someone who wears eye makeup, whatever, but let's say that you have some discoloration and your lids have like a little bit of darker discoloration. Well, that doesn't mean that the eyeshadow that you want to wear is not going to look good on you, but you have to cover it. You have to put a base on, not necessarily a primer, but some type of base to even out the skin tone before you apply the color. So there's still benefits to wearing like a base or a primer. It's not necessary for everyone, but the benefit is so that you have a even canvas or, you know, just a neutralized canvas.
Okay, that one, yes. Now that, I'll take that. To have a neutral canvas, that's fine. That, I'll take that. That, maybe I'm still not going to buy it, but okay.
Okay, so there's benefits to that, you guys. But again, this is the Sephora contouring app. And it's supposed to be, I'm assuming, they call it the contouring app, but in the description, it sounded as if, you know, you'll be able to do all kinds of stuff as far as applying makeup to your selfie that you upload to this app. So check it out, you guys, on the Sephora mobile site. And next up in our beauty news, we've got a new product. And this is for those ladies who are looking to trim up and slim up and all that good stuff. Of course, again, there's like a gazillion health products out there. But this particular one is by the beauty and wellness distributor Body Lab. So Body Lab has teamed up with none other than the multi-talented Jennifer Lopez to introduce this new lifestyle brand designed to optimize the health and fitness efforts of women. So the brand is called Body Lab, and according to this article by PR Newswire, Jennifer Lopez says, "In all of my work, my music, my films, my book, my foundation, have always strived to inspire women to be the best and happiest versions of themselves." So everyone comes out with a health product. It's supposed to claim to do all these wonderful and great things for your body. And the question always is, so what separates this particular brand from any other product brand that we have out there? Because everything claims to, you know, speed up your metabolism, make you lose weight quickly, and whatever. So they say that historically, most of the sports nutrition product research has been conducted on male subjects. So this particular product is not like that. So they've created this product with women in mind, and based on the woman's hormonal profile and things that we have to go through as the women, opposed to other products where they are testing it on men. So it's supposed to be geared towards us ladies. The brand of products includes a tasty shake. It's called Tasty Shake. It's a thermodynamic protein shake. There's the thermodynamic total burn, a 7-day ultra fast slim kit, which is a detox system, a thermodynamic pre-workout extender, an endurance boosting deep tissue oxygenator, and an advanced joint formula or active for active women, excuse me. So those are all the products that's in this particular Body Lab line, and if you are interested in seeing if the product lives up to all that it claims to do for you, this product is available at Walmart, Walgreens, GNC, CVS, and your Rite Aid location. So I guess check that out. So are you thinking it's just a whole bunch of hype? Bianca is just another product that they can just put out there and slap Jennifer Lopez on it to make some money?
Exactly. Yep. Yep.
I know her so well. No.
I wouldn't buy people. Let your homegirl buy it first to see what happens. Why?
Let her be the guinea pig, huh? Try it out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. So what do you think? That everybody's coming out with all these products and saying they're doing all these different things. And do we think, like, people just need to stick with the natural stuff? Just, like, make healthier choices when you're eating, work out, and, you know,
like,
quit trying to
do all
this.
I'll say this. A lot of those products, a whole lot of those products actually do work, but it's temporary.
Mm-hmm.
Because
right.
It doesn't help you or teach you how to maintain it. So you can easily drop 10 pounds or 15 pounds if you take this pill or drink this shake or do whatever. You can lose the 10 or 15 pounds, but how are you going to keep it off? That's why it's best to do it the normal way, like just, you know, with diet and exercise.
Right.
That was my mature advice for today.
That was good advice, Bianca.
Don't be mature.
I'm thinking, so, like, when people do try, like, these things, do you think that, you know, it's something that they should just kind of incorporate for life or not? Like,
well,
when
that's the thing. I think that there's side effects. Like, when you try to take those pills and things like that long term, it has, like, horrible side effects. Like, it's not necessarily listed on the label, but you could run into, like, heart problems and kidney problems. And
right.
Like that later on down the line, and from the abuse of those types of products.
Yeah.
It's not
something that'll
necessarily happen after you take it the first time or the fifth time or but over, you know, if you take it over a course of time for a long period of time, it will start to take a toll on your different organs.
Yeah. And you know what? You can't take just anything anyway. And I say just go with the regular way, just eat healthy and just exercise because. You know, you never know what's going
to
happen.
And I'll be honest, like, if you have a wedding that you're trying to go to or your high school reunion
right.
or, you know what I mean, it's prom, whatever the case may be, and you need to shed a quick couple of pounds, okay,
mm-hmm.
Pop a couple of those pills. I'm all for it. But I'll tell you this, the easier way, faster way to do it is to take a water pill or two. You pop
mm-hmm.
yourself two water pills, and you know what I mean? Go to the gym, go to the sauna or whatever, and do some cardio. You'll be fine. You can get into whatever you want in your closet when you come from out of there.
Hey, that's better. It's probably cheaper, too. I'm just
mm-hmm.
saying.
It sure is. And rap. I can't stress that enough, rap. I don't mean to turn this into a dietary show right now, but wrap, and I'm not talking
good.
About those waist wraps or the waist training or anything like that. I'm talking old school hood. Get some Saran wrap and some ace bandages. Wrap
uh-huh.
it up. Wrap your arms. You can wrap up your stomach, your thighs, wherever your problem area is that you're trying to shed a couple of, you know what I mean, a couple inches or a couple
uh-huh.
pounds from. You wrap it up. Go ahead and clean your house from top to bottom, and I guarantee you, when you get finished, you'll be good.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Put some sweatpants on, or even put a trash bag on. Put a hole in the top and some sleeves
uh-huh.
in the thing. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
somehow figure out a way to hold it down, whether it be with ace bandage or however you want to do it. You know, some people might, like, I tend to put another sweatshirt over top of it
mm-hmm.
to make it stay, but it's up to whatever works for you. But, and ladies, I will tell you this, it works for men as well. But, ladies, keep your bra on. You'll be dying to take it off. But that's where you don't want that to happen. You don't want the weight to come out from out of the end, because you'll be left with something not nice. When things will be hanging.
We don't want that. We do not want that.
You don't
ladies.
Want that. I don't think you want that. So keep your bra on, a support one or a sports one, but keep them girls up.
Oh my goodness.
You'll be sweating
all right,
so bad
guys.
That you want to take it off, but keep it on.
So, okay, guys, really quickly, we are going to do, like, a really short break. I'm going to have to find, like, a really short break song or cut a song short. But we're going to do a really quick break here, and then we're going to come back because I have just a few more things to talk about, And then we're going to get Bianca's beauty tips for the week, and then we'll get into our topic. So really quickly, we're going to do some Carla Page with Supernova, and we will be back in just a few minutes here. You can hit us up at 646-595-4038. I'm your host, Royalty, and I've got my co-host on the line, Bianca Moore. And we were just talking about what's new in beauty, and we had got all wrapped up on this whole, like, weight loss, health thing. going on here, and since we were talking about wraps, Bianca, I want to ask you about this because everyone and their mom is selling these It Works wraps, right? So
what is that? Which one is that one?
I know it's the one that's got the little green emblem kind of thing. It just says
It Works.
Like it works.
Is that the one that's like it's like a piece of like a little piece of something? Like,
yeah,
oh, is that like
I
it has
so.
Like some sort of caffeine cream on it or something?
Right.
Yeah, stay away from that. Far, far, far away from that. Ladies, I tried it like once and it didn't, nothing changed.
That's what I wanted to know, like, because I've been,
I
now
tried
I
it.
Have
I
been to a,
and
ahead.
I kept it on, I took a nap, like, I took a good nap, like, probably, like, a good 2-hour nap, and it says, like, I think you're supposed to keep it on for, like, 45 minutes or, like, you know what I mean, like, for a limited amount of
right.
time you're supposed to keep it on for, and I woke up, I was still fat, so I'm telling you, don't, my recommendation is don't try it.
So, no, I had, like, a bad experience, too, because I actually went to a wrap party. I wanted to see what it was about and everything.
Yeah, see,
and
because
so,
that's what it is. Your good girlfriends get you. Because when
yeah.
you go to the wrap parties, you're, like, stuck because you got to buy something. You
right.
know, because it's your friend and you're looking like, damn, you know, why are you selling these things? Like, what happened? You know? How did your life come to this that you're selling wraps? Like, what's going on?
Right.
We went to school together. Like, what happened?
Right. You can call me. You can call me and talk about it. Like,
yeah.
That is so true. And I did. I got suckered into going. And, you know, it's like, well, it's $25 per area that you want, Rob. So you go. You're like, okay, well, I'm just going to spend this $25. We're going to do one area and see what happens. So you go, and then they make you drink, like, this bottled water while it's wrapped around your body, like, then they take it off, and they're like, well, keep drinking the water, and you'll see, like, more inches come off the more water you drink. And I'm like, okay, well, that's probably because you got to keep going to the bathroom, right? So,
exactly. It's a Jedi mind trick.
Yeah. Yeah, I was wondering, I was like, is there anybody, is there anybody out there who has tried one of these wraps and that it actually worked for. I asked my neighbor. She told me it doesn't work. So I'm just saying,
I
maybe
hope,
it works for
I
some
I hope we ain't
going
to pause the show for a caller to call in and say that because that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Oh, my God. So, you guys, I don't know about
and
the rest.
You know what the sad part about it? Is
it's
always your fat friend that's selling it, and she's still fat.
I can't with you, Bianca. Because
you know I'm telling the truth, and I, you know, it's not saying you don't notice it at first. It's just like, yeah, you know, I'll help you. I'll buy one. But then, you know, come to think of it, it's your fat friend that sells it to you, and she's still fat.
I can't. She doesn't use it, huh?
Ladies, think about that before you go to your next rap party. Is it your fat friend that's selling it to you? Because if it is, tell her you'll come to the party after she loses some weight. You'll come.
Well, now that you say that, that is a point. Like, whoever is selling it, really, you should ask, like, well, have you tried it? And what's your
and
response?
I want to be able to see the, yeah, I want to be able to see the difference.
I agree
Don't
with that.
Don't be a good friend.
Not just with the wraps, but that's a good point, though. If anybody that you know is selling something or whatever, ask them have they tried it. I do not believe in that. I do not believe in recommending products that I have not tried or, you know, I'm not going to take you to go use something that I haven't used because that's crazy. So, yeah, definitely.
But that's the thing. Like, if people haven't noticed, there's very few products that I stand behind.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very, very few products that I will actually recommend to people. A product by name. I mean, I have tips or whatever, and you can use whatever products you want to use, but
right.
I don't recommend any specific product, per
That's
se.
That's a good point. That's a good point. I will recommend
because
something
I grossly, I grossly misuse every product there is. I don't use it the way they intended, so results may vary.
We're not taking no recommendations for Bianca. We're not going to do it.
Yeah, I just tell you what you should do. I don't tell you what you should do or wear. Except for the grapefruit. That's it.
Oh, my God.
By name.
I will recommend something only if I've tried it, but I will let you know that it worked for me. That does not mean it's going to work for you. So I'm just saying. But, oh, my gosh, you guys. So stay away from those wraps. Do the old school wrap, like Bianca says. Or I do recommend if you go to a spa, actually those wraps that they do at the actual spa, those work too. But they're like some kind of seaweed wrap or something. But it's professional.
But all they do is just tighten. They just tighten your skin. If you,
yeah,
I guarantee you, you'll feel the same effects if you use, if you sit with some alcohol. Take a cotton ball and some alcohol, a bit whatever, and I guarantee you'll feel the same as a seaweed wrap. It's just tightening. It is. You want your face to feel tight, get a cotton ball and some alcohol and you'll be fine. Don't spend that money on that seaweed wrap.
Bianca is putting all the spas out of business right now.
Now you can make your own home spa.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Okay, you guys, look. So next up in beauty news, really quick. Kim Kardashian is blonde. Not that that's really beauty news. But I thought, I happen to like her blonde. I actually love her hair blonde. What do you think about that? Have you seen her?
I like it, however... Okay, I have to say this. And y'all can say whatever you want, but I have to say this. I do like it, but I do feel some type of way because the same day that I went blonde is the same day she went blonde, and she posted her picture to Instagram before me. So now I can't post my picture.
It's not special anymore, right?
Exactly. And that's exactly, like, my post is going to be the same thing. Blonde hair, don't care. And I feel like she heard me say that to my best girlfriend when I said that.
Right.
I feel like she heard me, and so then she put up the same thing. But
she's
okay, Kim,
you
got it.
Right. Oh, man. That's foul. I'm sure yours is just as fabulous, Bianca. I am sure
but
that it does.
I will say this. I would say answer the question, yes, I loved it. I did love it.
I do.
I'm not a total hater. I loved it.
I did too.
I only hate with my free time.
Oh my gosh. Okay, Bianca, I know you got some beauty tips for some good beauty goodies for us.
Oh, I know
how
to eat up some wraps and stuff that I gave. That was my tips for today. And stay away from those people that are trying to sell you the wraps. Those are my tips.
Okay.
We got another show next week. I can't be giving everything out at one time. What kind of girl do you take me for? I can't be giving it all on the first date. You got to get to know me a little bit. And you're trying to move fast. Angela's
like,
trying to move fast. Trying to get it out of me tonight. Don't bash me out next week.
Oh, my God. I can't
must be my last show, y'all. Angie's trying to get it all out of me on this show. I'm trying to get job security, so don't mind me. I'm ashamed a little.
My face hurts talking to Bianca, okay, because I'm over here cracking up.
I'm just trying to save my job, that's all.
Oh, my God. Look, really quickly, wait, I'm going to throw this in here, and this is actually some fashion news for you guys, and I still want to know if anybody has tried this out. So you guys know, I don't know if you guys shop at The Limited, but I'm curious to know who has checked out the Olivia Pope collection at The Limited. You know, they launched it. They actually launched it the day before Valentine's Day. It's new for spring, and obviously this collection is inspired by the hit TV series Scandal. So I am curious to know who actually has purchased an Olivia Pope-inspired outfit from The Limited. And
well,
I'm going to Oh, God.
I haven't shopped at the Limited since I was, like, 12, okay? And I think I bought a pair of dress slacks from there when I had a vanilla job, which was, like, eons ago. So I don't know who's still going there, but okay. And I'm sure that the line is going to be missing everything that we would want, like those trench coats, those jackets. That's what we want.
Well,
that's
not what
they're going to give us, I guarantee you.
Well, I am glad that you said that, because I am going to actually tweet out right now, you guys, the link to the Scandal collection at the Limited. Hold on. So that you guys can take a look at the items and see think about them. So here we go. So this is the Limited has the new Scandal collection. I'm pretty sure somebody has probably bought something out of this collection. And actually, surprisingly, some of the items that they have actually are not that bad. It looks, you know, nice. It's like kind of, I guess, sophisticated chic. So you guys have to look in and see what you think about it for yourself. So I'll be tweeting that link out for you.
But that's so the that's thing about it, though, is that, I'm sorry, I have to say this. Now, I do like her. I like this show. I am a fan of the show. However, she did not invent that style or that look. That is so Jackie Kennedy and Nassus. And they're just giving it to her. And I hate the fact that I have to sidebar. Okay, I did finally check out the show from, what is that, Empire?
Uh-huh.
I watched it, loved it. And now, I was looking at a fashion thing about Cookie and, like, you know, her clothing and, you know, what goes behind her character's clothing and things like that. And they referenced her style to Olivia Pope. And I feel like that was not, like, they worded it in a way like she was mimicking the style. And I that made me mad. Because it's not. That's not
Right,
yeah, that's not what's going on. So they were saying, like, she had the same style coats and things like that, and I don't believe that to be true.
Yeah, I think that Olivia Pope and Cookie style is completely different.
Exactly. But whatever.
Right.
And I, by the way, I do love the show. Yeah, I do love the show. Thank you for the recommendation.
Yay!
The only thing I have to say about it, is that if they perm that man's hair one more time, okay?
Oh my God!
I was ready to start singing "Whoop That Train."
Right? Oh my God! You know, it's so funny that you said that, because I was listening to our Hot Sugar show last night, and one of the co-hosts was in Captain Chan. She's like, "I think the only reason this Empire is doing good," she said, "was because he believes this is what happened after he got out of jail, like after Whoop That Chick, like with Platinum, and this is what happened after he got out of jail." She's like, "That is why the show is doing so good."
Okay, if so, that's
right. Oh,
but
my,
no, as soon
okay.
as I saw it and I saw that perm, I said, okay. I had to say Whoop That Trick one time. Then I could continue watching.
I am done. That is hilarious. Okay, you guys. Well, that wraps up What's New in Beauty for You. Of course, if you have any comments or questions about anything that we've talked about on the show today, make sure that you go ahead and give us a call at 646-595-4038. We're going to do another really brief music break here. When we come back, we're going to get into a conversation about stereotypes. I'm also opening up the lines to you guys, so if you want to talk about it, if there's if you feel that you've been stereotyped and you have something you want to say about it, then make sure that you give us a call. Right now, we're going to go ahead and get into this Kanye West track. This is called All Day. Might as well play Kanye since we just got through talking about Kim, right? So here's Kanye West with All Day.
day, nigga. All day, nigga. How long you niggas ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How many runners do you got on call? All day, nigga. How long they keep you in call? All day, nigga. Take you to get this fly? All day, nigga. Tell your P.O. how long you been high? All day, nigga. Nah, already know I'm safe from the shot. All day, nigga. All day, nigga. This Shay, nigga. Shopping for the winner and the checks made, nigga. Ball so hard, man, the shit cray, nigga. He ain't getting money unless you got eight figures. But at GDP's, man, I been say, nigga. Just talked to Fair Con at Sensei, nigga. Told him I been on 10 since the 10th grade, nigga. Got a middle finger longer than the Ken, baby, nigga. I don't let them play with me. I don't let them talk to me no kind of way. They better watch what they say to me. Nigga still getting popped on the day to day. Y'all still got the 100 with a small face, nigga. Might spend 50 racks in my off day, nigga. You a fake Denzel like the all say, nigga. If you're running to me, better have all say with you. You a Rico Suave, nigga. Ride around, listen to Sade, nigga. If you ain't with us, you an our way, nigga. You a actor, you should be on Broadway, nigga. Did you do shit to Broadway, nigga? Your bitch got an ab, I'm a Broadway sticker. Late for the class in the hallway, nigga. You're the dropout at it as always, nigga. As always. All day, nigga. How long you ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How long it take you to get the fly? All day, nigga. Take your P.O. How long you been high? All day, nigga. Post some Henno for my niggas that died. All day, nigga. And I keep a bad bitch on the patch at the side. All day, nigga. Now already know I'm safe for the shot. All day, nigga. Chop, 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 chop. All day, nigga. I can do this all day, boy. Woo. I'm finna turn this bitch out. Any day, yay, in the streets, boy. It been a motherfucking draft. Don't really matter what I made, boy. Woo. You know I still go wild. Wild. Like a light-skinned slave, boy. Woo. We in the motherfucking house. Right now. Looking real stuff right now. I swear I've been on the fly. Like, I'm off right now. Stupid niggas getting money for a stunt right now. Shout out to Jackie Chan, I need to stunt right now. They be looking at the gram, I be looking at the Grammys like, that's us right now. Right now. 24/7, 365 days, everybody getting paid. Go crazy. Niggas looking at me like I'm worth both them J's. People saying, yay, yay, take it easy. 20 G's for the Yeezys off of eBay. Niggas do the most and they ain't done shit. Only way I can sum it up, some bitch. All day, nigga.
I took a young sweet breath and I reached into my shirt. Gave him what I had left. At that moment, I dispersed. At that moment, I dispersed.
Peel up, peel up.
All right, guys, that was the new Kanye West with All Day. If you're just tuning into the show, you are tuned into Beauty and Beats right here on Dial House Radio. If you want to call in, comment, or if you have a comment about this song, I'm curious to know if you like it or not, give us a call at 646-595-4038. I'm your host, Royalty. I got my girl, Bianca Moore, on the line. And we are about to get into this conversation about stereotypes in beauty. So first, Bianca, what did you think about that song?
I like Kanye, so there's not too much, you know, there. I'm always entertained by him.
So I
can say that.
Well, you know,
yeah,
I don't
really
have
anything
care
for him
that
to say.
Much. However, I like that song. I do.
Yeah,
I was over here getting low. So I do like that song. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get into this conversation about stereotypes. So I guess the big thing now for everybody is like, hey, you know, forget this box that we're supposed to all fit in. Everybody accept your beauty and love yourself, love your beauty, and forget about these stereotypes and this mold that we're supposed to follow. So what do you think about stereotypes first? Because some stereotypes I get are a little far-fetched, but then sometimes you kind of think that, you know, stereotypes, they're stereotypes, but some things make a lot of sense. So I actually found this little article about stereotypes in beauty. So, you know, they had a couple of things like, all models are beautiful. You know, it's supposed to be the big thing. Everybody is, you should be a size 2, you know. Then, of course, there was on the list, all celebrities are role models, which we know is crap because half the celebrities are crazy out here. Old does not mean or means not beautiful, which is not true, you know, because some people age and they age beautifully. And just because you get older does not mean that you're not beautiful. It does mean that you cannot do certain things that maybe you were able to do, but it does not. To me, it does not mean that you're less beautiful because you get older. And then here was one, light skin is the right skin. We're going to get into that one. And then they had this one on there. Now, let me tell you what else. This one said, love yourself the way you are. Now, the picture that had that, you know, stereotype of love yourself the way you are had an overweight girl on there with some French fries. Like, I don't know why they did. But anyway, they had an overweight girl holding some French fries and said, love yourself the way you are. And then it, you know, in detail, it says, you know, yes, you should love yourself the way you are, but if you are unhealthy, then basically that's something that you need to change. I agree with that. I do agree with that. And I think, you know, so that's my question. Go ahead.
I do and I don't, only because, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, I agree with that. And I don't, because, for example, there's a lot of things that a lot of people do that are a lot of wrong, that are not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot target the big people because it's not healthy. Like, I, you know what I
right.
mean? I used to smoke cigarettes. That's not healthy, but I'm not big. That makes
right.
you understand what I mean? It's not.
Right.
You can't say, like, oh, well, it's wrong because it's unhealthy. There's a lot of things that are wrong that are unhealthy. But I feel like the big
right.
people get that. Like, that's the excuse to chastise them, or that's the excuse to, you know, segregate them or ostracize them because it's not healthy. I don't have a problem with you being overweight. It's just not healthy. And I don't think that's fair. That's why they can't
right.
go to the beautiful club, because it's not healthy.
Right. That's a good point. That's a very good point. I do think that if you are, you know, an unhealthy state, you should consciously want to get healthy. And I get what they're saying there. But you're right, because even with love yourself the way you are, like, that technically does not have to mean weight. You know, it could be anything.
Exactly.
That,
but, I mean, my thing is this. If you're happy, then you're happy. And if you're unhealthy
right.
and happy, that's fine. Like, I'm unhealthy and I'm happy. And nobody will bother me for it. But if I was overweight and unhealthy, you know what I mean, and happy,
right.
that is the problem. I'm not allowed to love myself.
That's a good point. That's a good point. So I'm opening up the lines because I really wanted some people to chime in and have their opinions about this as well. So what about this one? Light skin is the right skin. Now, do we still find that people are, you know, still have issues or complex with, you know, being darker skin or light skin? And
well,
this is probably not just – go ahead.
I think people do have a complex with it, and I think that this is still a discussion that goes on. However, I think that it's kind of lost its weight now that slavery is gone. For the fact,
mm-hmm.
just for the simple fact that it doesn't matter, like it's not going to change anything. Like it doesn't make you a house slave or a field slave. You know what I mean? It no longer holds any
right.
weight what color you are. So, and now there's so many shades in between, like. I find it funny. Like, people will be like, oh, they might describe me as light skin. And I'm like, no, I'm brown. I think I go in the brown skin category. And then, you know, you see somebody that's brown skin, and they're like, no, you're not in my, you know, you can't sit on my team. Like, there's like, I think everybody, I don't think anybody can meet, I doubt that many people even have a sibling that is the same shade as them.
Right.
So there's just too many different shades of, you know, of color that it's just not, you can't, what is light skin? Because there's like yellow and then there's like that, you know what I mean? The fair,
right.
The red, there's the brown. You know, there's people that are light skin that have like a brown undertone. There's people that are light skin that have a red undertone.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, what is light skin? Are you talking about the full-fledged, the hair, the mixed breed, you know, light skin? You get what I mean? It's just like, what's light skin anymore? I don't get it.
That's true, because I've been called light skin before, too. I don't think that I am. I consider myself to be brown. Technically,
you can't
like
be in the brown. You can't be in the brown. I'm trying to go brown.
I'm like peanut butter. I consider myself to be like a peanut
butter.
No,
what kind of peanut butter is that you're eating? What is that, from Whole Foods? No, I'm peanut butter. I am on my Christian's Mingle, on my Christian's Mingle profile, it says I am.
Oh my God.
I am peanut butter. Andy, what you laughing for? Because I'm on Christian Mingle? Is that funny?
Oh my gosh.
I can't be on Christian Mingle?
I'm upset. What the hell are you doing on Christian damn Mingle?
I can't be on Christian Mingle?
No, I'm just saying.
Jesus left porn stars, why I can't be on there?
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, y'all. But, yeah, no, and that's the thing, though. Like, that just proves our point, though, that where do the shades stop?
Right.
Like, there is, you know what I mean? Like, where do you cut it off? Like, okay, oh, sorry, you're no longer in the light skin category. But you know what's funny? It seems like the people that, it seems like, you know, you have, like, brown skin people that are like, oh, you know, I'm light skin, and you're just looking like, well, damn, if you're light skin, I guess I'm white. Like,
right. Like, really?
It's like everybody's vying to be on the opposite side. Like, you have the darker skin people are like, yeah, I'm light skin. You're just like, huh? Oh. And then you got us,
right,
Andy,
like,
we're like, no, I'm like chocolate. Look at all this chocolate. Look at this chocolate goddess over here. Like.
Oh, my God. We're damn confused. We don't know.
Exactly. But I think that stereotype, I do believe it is alive and well right now, but it just doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. I agree with that. So let's talk about, like, makeup for a minute, and then let's and skin color and everything, because I know that I've heard, like, you know, some of our darker, ebony-skinned women out here are concerned about wearing certain colors and things like
as
that.
They should be.
And I think that you should be mindful of the colors you wear. But there are colors that you can't. Say for instance, let's try this. Let's say for instance, pink. There are pink colors that are shades of pink, shall I say, that our darker skinned women can wear. I would not recommend
you. And
it's
not the same one that I would wear, and vice versa. Because, and I want to say before anybody thinks I have some sort of mixed confusion about who I am or what I am, or, you know, that I have self-hatred towards my race or any such thing, okay? There's certain colors that white girls better stay away from. There's certain colors that Indian girls should stay away from. There's certain colors that Asian women should stay away from.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain things that just don't work for everybody. There's certain colors that only work if you have a fuller lip, or if you have a poutier lip, or if you have, you understand what I mean? Like, there's just certain things that just don't work for certain people. So this is across the board. Yes, gold is not for a light-skinned person. Gold is not for you. You know what I mean? That's for a darker
right.
skin person. That they stick with the gold. You never see white girl. Don't know white girls come out with no gold. You know what I mean? Gold, no gold lipstick. They know better. If they don't, you know now. If you're listening, if you don't, you know now. Don't come outside with no gold lipstick.
So are we talking about like 14 karat gold, or are we talking about like white gold?
like the 14, you know, like the gold, you know, the
gold foil
look. Yeah, the gold foil.
Yes.
That doesn't look good on fairer skin. It looks good on darker skin.
That's true. That's true.
Red is not for, red looks really awesome on fairer skin, like that. You know what red I'm talking about, like that original red. Now, there's different, like you said about the pink, there's different shades of red that look good on different tones of skin, but the original red looks really nice on fairer skin people.
Right. I agree. And, you know, and here's the trick, too, like I like to say, you know, because, you know, some shades, you can get certain colors. I would say play around with your lip liners, ladies. So, you know, if you get, like, different lip liners and things, you can like shade your lip in, and you can either darken the color or, you know, kind of ombre it and change things up. So play with your lip pencil. If you're going to wear like nude colors, especially for the darker ladies, just make sure it's not a nude color that looks ashy on your skin. And then try also maybe playing it up again with the lip liner. So that's what I recommend, because I don't want the darker skin ladies to feel like they're limited, because you should be able to express yourself and wear colors that you want to wear. But for your skin tone, play around with your lip
liners. Every skin tone is limited. It's not just the darker skin ladies. It's not just the white girls. It's not just the brown skin girls. It's not just Team Asian. Everybody's limited. There's a certain, you understand, just like skinny girls, you're limited to what you can wear. Big girls, you're limited to what you can wear. It's the same thing with skin tones and makeup. That's why there's so many different colors, because everything is not for everybody.
That's
so
true.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with saying it. It doesn't make anybody racist for saying it, or, you know, nobody's picking on you because you're dark skinned. There's certain colors that you just need to stay away from. Sorry. And, you know, and that goes across the board. So nobody's picking on you because you're dark skinned. You should not be doing that blue. That blue that everybody wants to do, it's not for you. I don't think it's really enough for anybody.
Well, you know,
it's for
I
photo
think
shoots.
That, like,
you know what? That's what I want to tell everybody. It's
for
photo shoots only. Yeah, it's not for all day use, because I'm tired of seeing these girls with the blue, and you could tell, like, maybe this morning the blue was all across the lip. Now it's just, it faded out. You see the back of their lip. It just looks horrible. So stop with the blue, and stop making videos on Instagram with your faded out lipstick. Touch it up first, at least.
So I was going to say, I have seen some artistic photos from, like, our makeup artists and things like that using the blue lipstick, which is very, you know, it looks good artistically. I don't know
just like,
if anyone
just like 34 inches of hair looks really good artistically. For a photo shoot, you know, the photo shoot hair that comes all the way down to your ankles and things like that looks really good. But in real life, it can't work. It does not work. I fell for that once. It just does not work. Same thing with that blue lipstick.
Now you fell for that one.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't. I was having trouble sitting down in the car, getting out of bed. It was, yeah, never again.
Oh, my God. All righty. So let's talk about this one. Old means not beautiful. And I don't believe that. Now, I believe that, you know, some people age gracefully, some people do not, but just because you're getting older does not mean that you're not beautiful. I think that there are tons of beautiful older women out there. I think it's all just about how you take care of, you know, yourself and your skin and things of that nature, and that you're dressing or, you know, the makeup that you wear is appropriate for your age. That is what I think. So what do you think about that? So just because you're aging, that does not mean that your beauty is lost.
I think that it's kind of true.
That is, as you age, like, the older you get, that the beauty is lost or means less beautiful.
Yeah, I don't think it means that you're less beautiful. relax. But I don't think that, I mean, everybody's different, like you said. I think that your expectations of certain things should kind of just, you should just adjust.
Right.
Which, you know, I'm going through that at this moment, you know? It's something that, it's an adjusting thing. You have to, it hurts, but you have to, you know, adjust.
Hell, like it hurts, like, oh, my God. But, well, yeah, you know, obviously, you guys, getting older is inevitable. It's going to happen. But I think that, you know, as long as you take care of yourself and, Miyake, I mean, you look fabulous anyway, so I don't know what you're even worried about.
It's honestly, like, I'm not, like, fishing for compliments or anything like that. Like, I am not disappointed with my look. I just, oh, wow, I'm getting old. It's like one of those things. It's not, you know.
Right.
It's like when you, you know, it's like the day that you realize, like, you know what? I shouldn't be doing this glitter anymore.
Right.
The same thing. Like,
right.
Like, I'm like, you know what? I probably should stay away from this shade of pink now.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. But, right. So I think that people just need to realize that as you do get older, you just, you know, you transition to, you know, a different way of doing things or a different way to look. You know, we can't, like, continue to dress like we're 22, you know. So when we're, like, 35 or something like that. So you guys, you know, being older does not mean that you're less beautiful. It just means that you need to mature with what you're doing. I guess that, I hope that makes sense for you guys. So if for anyone that is worried about that, really it's all just about taking care of yourself and how you transition into getting older. So what about this one? All celebrities are role models. Well, we know that's a lie. And we
Wait. I don't think it's a lie. They are a role model to somebody.
To somebody. That's true.
They are.
But I feel like,
should they be? No, but that doesn't change the fact that they are.
That's true. I think that, and I guess with the stereotype part of it, is that people always try to blame the celebrities for things, you know. Well, they shouldn't do this, they shouldn't do this because they are role models, which is true. You know, people look up to them, but I just feel like, I don't know, I feel like I just stop blaming celebrities for everything, especially when it comes to, like, kids. Like, what happened to good parenting? So I just feel like, you know, we shouldn't expect celebrities to be, you know, the perfect role models for our kids or not to do this and not to do that because they're human and, you know, they're going to do what they want to do. And I think that parents need to do, some parents, not all, I have all these parents calling up here, some parents need to do a better job at parenting and not, you know, so much focusing on, well, you know, this artist is doing this and, you know, using that as an excuse. I think that's an excuse when people say, well, it's all on TV and da-da-da-da. I don't know, maybe it's just me. I was not one of those children growing up that watched somebody do something crazy on TV and was like, that's what I'm going to grow up into. I just didn't. So I don't know. Is that crazy?
Well,
I don't have any kids, but I'm just saying, you know.
I did.
You did, Beyonce?
I did. But yeah, when I saw my first adult film, and I said, I'm going to do that when I get older.
Ah, hell.
That's what I'm going to do. So, yeah, it was TV. You might want to, parents,
damn,
if you're listening, you may want to put those tapes up.
I am done. Oh, my God. That's so funny, though, because, like, a friend of mine, she goes, man, she was like, I first saw Scarface. She was like, and when I saw Michelle Pfeiffer, I knew, like, that's who I wanted to be in that movie, Michelle Pfeiffer and Scarface. I was like, really? So, okay.
Michelle Pfeiffer, I'm going to tell you, she played the hell out of that part. Like, she had you wanting to try cocaine. Like, she did. Michelle played the hell out of that part.
Hilarious. Shout out to Michelle Pfeiffer. Oh, my gosh. That is crazy, though. But, okay. So maybe it's just me. I guess I was just, like, square growing up. That's crazy. Oh, my goodness.
I mean,
so,
you weren't watching the right stuff. You weren't inspired. You didn't watch anything inspiring. And yes, I did call adult films inspiring. So if anybody want to tap number one and say something about that, yeah, I said it.
She's like, I wish you would. I wish you would. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, no, I didn't. Like, I was, like, into a lot of, artistic stuff. The only thing I wanted to do was, like, you know, I did want to dance, like, in the music videos, but not, like, the video vixen dance. And I didn't want to be a video vixen. I just, you know, because that's something that I was into. I wanted to actually get up there and, like, be dancing, like, with Missy Elliott or something. But, you know, that was, like,
the pop, rock, and drop it in a Luke video. It's okay.
Whatever, Bianca. Is she right there? Is she right there? Right? Oh,
yes.
Right.
Andy was the pop, rock, and drop it in the Uncle Luke video.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not going to even front like, Luke's songs weren't my song, so I'm not going to act like I didn't like it, because I did. But that is hilarious. But you guys, like, so damn, does that mean, like, I guess the stereotype does hold kind of true, huh? Watch what you make.
I guess so. I was honest, and I'm telling honestly the truth. Like, I did say it in a funny way, but I'm telling the truth. I saw that, and actually, I didn't necessarily see a film. I saw a magazine, and I said, that is going to be me. I didn't have
really
to that particular magazine, but when I saw that, I knew that. And I took a different path. Like, I did go, you know what I mean, a different way. I went to school.
Right.
I went to college. I got a vanilla job, and I was unhappy. And then I,
yeah,
you know, I got the opportunity to do it, and I'm happy now. That's what I wanted to do. I knew it when I first saw that magazine. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I'm
She's
telling
like, that
you.
Did it. That
yes,
did
that
it.
Did it. It did.
But you know what? You should do whatever makes you happy. That's the one thing. It is like, awful.
Exactly.
To, like,
if you want
to
go, it's not too late. I
right.
think Uncle Luke is coming back out, Angie.
She's like, it's your chance, girl. It's your chance.
It is your chance. I'm going to try to call her. You can live your dream,
you,
Angie.
Can you see it like you guys? Beauty and Beast is on hiatus. Host Royalty has decided to go dance for Uncle Luke.
Yes.
She'll be
that
on tour.
Get us pop, that would get our show popping. Our show would be on
right.
peak.
All right, you guys, call in 646-595-4038 and let me know if you want me to go on tour with Uncle Luke. No, I'm just playing, you guys. I'm just kidding. Not first one I'm talking about. You want me on tour with Uncle Luke. Oh, my gosh. Oh, God. Okay, so you guys, again, we have like about 11 more minutes of the show left. So if you do have any comments about Siri. Oh, go ahead, hon.
I have one more thing, though.
Okay.
I have one stereotype that wasn't mentioned or whatever. But,
okay.
And maybe I might be taking it out of context, the topic. But the natural thing, like the natural
okay.
hair, the fruits and berries, and you know what I mean? Like all that,
yes.
like the Afrocentric type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I stereotype.
Do you stereotype?
Yes, because I automatically always think, because I'm like, they're angry. And then I'm like, oh, they're nice. Oh, she's a nice one.
Oh, my God. So,
but I have them in, like, a whole group, Like, they're in, like, a whole group by themselves. You know what I mean? Like, to me.
Right.
Like, and it's bad. Like, I'm not condoning this. But what I'm saying is, like, it's a whole group in itself. And I stereotype. That's, like, a beauty stereotype that I have. I'm like, oh, you're one of those people. Like, if I see them, you know what I mean? If I run across them in, like, the mall, I'm just looking like, what are you doing here? Like, you don't go here. Like, you go to the fabric store to get your stuff. You know what I mean? Like, where are you in the mall? Like, what are you getting? What could you possibly be getting from here? You know what I mean? Like, if they're in the makeup aisle, like, what are you doing here? What are you buying, a gift? Like, you know people that wear makeup? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, I hope we don't run into no natural people after this show.
I'm just telling the truth. Like, I have that stereotype, and I'm, like, always, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what it is or what happens to me. Like, maybe this might be trauma, okay? Feel bad for me. Let's fix this, Dr. Phil, okay? Let's fix this. But, no, that's a stereotype that I have. That's a beauty stereotype that I have.
Really?
And the same thing, like, when I see dreads, I automatically think, ew. Like I think it's going to stink. Although, I will say this, like, every time I see somebody with dreads, I touch them. Like, they don't know it. Like, I stand behind them, and, like, I'll have, like, this, like, a freaking, like, a, I don't know how to explain it, but, like, you get this overwhelming urge that I have to touch their fucking dreads. Like, I have to. Like, I'll stand behind them, and I'm just like, touch. You know what I mean? Like, I'll grab one, and I'll roll it in my fingers, and then I just like, oh, my God, I touched it. And then I grab my handbag, like, it just caught on fire. Like, oh, my God, I just touched it.
Oh, my God. Bianca, I'm not going anywhere with you. Oh, my God.
No, I do it all the time. Everybody hates that I do that, but I touch it. I have to touch it. I have to.
That is too funny. I'm trying to think. That's like, what are my stereotypes?
Wait, would stereotype that be considered
people?
A stereotype, though?
I would think so, yes.
Yeah, I think that that's a beauty stereotype, and I'm guilty of it. But that's like the only one that I could think of. You know what I mean?
Right.
Right off the bat.
Good point. That's definitely
a beauty stereotype that I have. If anybody else shares that, feel free to press one so we can get through this deep-rooted issue we have together.
That is so funny. Now, I don't know what, you know, I don't have anyone that comes to, probably because I'm just now getting into this whole natural thing.
But see, that's what I mean. Like, and then I meet Angie, and I'm like, she's nice. She's not angry. She wears makeup. You know what I mean? It's like, okay.
Right. That is so, now, you know what? Here, and don't laugh at me. So, I do think, now I don't have, like, I don't consider this really a beauty stereotype, but I believe that all natural people listen to neo soul.
Yes, I'm
yes.
the same way. I put them in the backpack. They're in the backpack click. Like, and if I see somebody, because, like, I like spoken word poetry and things like that, and when I go into those type of places, like those lounges or, like, those, you know, those venues or whatever, and I go and I see people that don't have, like, you know what I mean? Like, I might see a chick that has a weave, and I'm like, who let you in here? You know, like, I thought I was the only weave chick that was allowed in here. What are you doing here? You know what I mean? Or if I see a guy with, like, a haircut, I'm like, whoa, what's going on here? What are you, a spy?
Right.
Like,
what is that about?
Yeah, what's that about? You don't belong in here. So I'm like, I kind of, like, just push them all in one. Like, nobody else is allowed to sit at their table, and they can't sit at anybody else's table. Like, if they're listening to rap, I'm like, what's going on? But I will say this, too, though. I have to do, like, a double take, because I'm always like, are you reggae or neo-soul? Which one are you? And it's usually like, oh, no makeup? You're neo-soul. Oh, yeah, my other one? Jamaica. All right.
Oh, my gosh. That is too funny. You know, and you never think about that. But, yeah, you're right. Like, we do put these people in these little categories. That is so funny.
I really do.
I know you guys out there don't ask
that. Yeah, and I know everybody else does it. And it may not be the, you know, the natural people that you put in a category, but you're putting somebody in a category.
Yep.
Even, like when people say, like, pretty girls, like, which I really don't understand, you know, how you define that. And before we have to go, I want everybody to stop saying that somebody is pretty for being fat or pretty for being dark skinned or pretty for being bald head or pretty for whatever, because that's stupid.
Right.
But anyway, all that to say.
I agree with you, because I've seen some beautiful people, doesn't matter what shade of color or what size they are. I have seen some truly beautiful
pretty.
People. Yeah.
Pretty is pretty. But a lot of people assume that a pretty person or a handsome guy or a sexy person, sexy guy, whatever, is conceited or stuck up, arrogant, or, do you understand, they're not down to earth.
That's true.
That's everybody's automatic, and I think that that's a beauty stereotype.
I think that, right, and I think that goes both ways. I think it goes for women, too, because I've heard guys say that, you know, oh, you know, this someone's pretty, but she must be stuck up. Really?
Exactly. And I'm guilty. I will say, you know what, I'm probably the same way when it comes to guys, because there's guys that if I see a guy and he looks attractive, I'll think, like, oh, he's probably full of himself, or he knows he's attractive.
Right.
Or if I see a guy that looks like he is full, I'll say that, if that's, you know what I mean, if anybody can catch my drift on that one. But if you,
right.
you know what I mean, like, you can tell when somebody just looks like they got their shit together. I automatically
right.
think that they're arrogant or stuck up or whatever. So
that's
I think
true.
It goes both ways.
Yep. That is so true. Good point, Bianca. You guys know that you could have pressed one. I know you guys have stereotyped someone before,
and
that's okay.
Everybody wants to pretend that they don't. I know I am not alone.
Right.
I know I am not alone in this.
So I know you guys have done it, but that's okay. If you want to just go ahead and keep a secret, you know you can call it with an anonymous name.
They
just
want
saying.
Me to be the spokesperson. That's what it is.
Right.
They
that's
want
right.
me to
be
on it.
They'll be DMing you later. Like, thanks, Bianca. All right, guys. Well, we've got, like, 3 minutes left in the show. We are about to close out. I do want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight to Beauty and Beast. Next week on the show, we are going to have a guest on. We are going to have the owner of J-Look Shoeteek. It's an online shoe boutique, and I believe it's based out of Ohio. But she will be on with us next week, so make sure that you tune in to the show to find out all about this shoe boutique. We'd like to showcase
independent.
Now, I would
love to, by next week, have something nice to say about this boutique, this shoe boutique.
No.
So maybe me and Angie might need a stand for something to wear so we can truly express our like or dislike of this product.
Well, I'm going to be sending you over the link so you can check it out. Oh, my Lord.
Well, I can't
so
see with my
can
eyes.
So Bianca can check it out.
I can't see very well with my eyes. I can't. That's not going to let me. I can't tell the listeners how a shoe is by just looking at it, because they can look at it too, you know. I need to feel it on
right.
my foot. I need to walk into a club with it on. I need to truly, you know, get the full wear out of this shoe. So I'm just saying, you know, if you want me to truly express or comment or talk about, I might have to be quiet next show.
Oh,
you know,
God.
So I might have to
oh.
be quiet, because I'm not going to know anything to say about this show because I didn't personally have one. I'm a size 8, by the way, if you're listening. Yeah, I'm a size 8, by the way, if you want to get that sample out. I'm looking for a red shoe, but I'm not.
She's like, I'm just saying. Oh, my God. So, guys, make sure you tune in next week and check out our guests from J-Luck Shoes Peak. They will be on the show. Also, next up on Dollhouse Radio, later tonight, 10:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, our Urban Society show is coming up, and you don't want to miss that one. That one's a really good one, too. It's an intellectual debate. They go in about all kinds of urban issues affecting our society and all of that good stuff. So make sure you tune in to Urban Society later on tonight as well. So we are about to get out of here. Again, you can make sure that you make sure that you follow me on Twitter at AMR Artistry, and make sure you follow our Beauty and Beast page at Beauty and beat for you. That's beauty, the letter N, beat, the number 4, and the letter U. I'll let Bianca throw out her Twitter handle for you guys.
Bianca Moore, BiancaMoreXXX. That's my Twitter and my Instagram.
All right, guys, you heard it here. We will see you guys next Sunday. You have a great evening. See you next week on Beauty and Beast.
Like I ain't pick you up when they let you down. Where is my turn? I don't have patience. You need to make up your mind. What's it gonna be this time, baby? Why even waste my time? Here we go. To the next one. How you gon' forget me when you know that I'm the best one? Said you gon' hold me down, but I ain't never been so high. So when you ask me to trust you, I'm like, yes, wait, no, I don't know. I'm really not sure about it. You were mine. Yes, wait, no, I don't know. I'm really not sure about it, I got a lot on my mind. Not playing with you this time. I do not care if you cry. It's not enough to be fine. Only baby, you need more than that for me. Nothing more precious than loyalty. And if you ain't feeling all that, then why even waste my time? Here we go. Don't fall a little. Then you're on to the next one. Forget me when you know that I'm the best one. Said you gon' hold me down, but I ain't never been so high. When you ask me to trust you, I lie. I don't know. I'm really not sure about it. Oh, you were mine. Yes, wait, no. I don't know. I'm really not sure about it. Are you gonna lie? Are you gonna lie forever? Are you gonna lie? Are you gonna lie forever? Are you gonna lie? Are you gonna lie forever?